On April 18, 1969, 12 men risked their lives to rescue a coworker after a mining accident.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
At 5:30 that afternoon, Gilbert Mosses was at the top of a loading chute in a lead and zinc mine near Salmo, British Columbia, when an unexpected fall of ore knocked him into the holding bin at its bottom. Covered by rock, except for his head and one arm, Mosses was severely injured and barely conscious. Over the next hours, a dozen men worked together to reach Mosses and get him out alive. After an opening was cut in the chute's metal bulkhead, a clearing was made in the rocks piled against it. Men crawled inside and began erecting wooden shoring to prevent further collapses. They all took turns inside the chute, working to reach their injured co-worker. Rescuers included shift bosses Andrew Burgess and Carl Shellrud, mine manager Edward Lawrence, warehouse accountant Joseph Haru, physician Ian Stewart, loader operator Dale Burgess, and miners Edward Gladue, Brian Martin, Alphonse Gretkowski, John Voykin, Wayne Ritter, and Graham Bingham. 3.5 hours after the accident, Mosses was freed. He subsequently recovered from his injuries. None of the rescuers were hurt, and all 12 were awarded Carnegie medals.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.